Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Hi, John.
And I think, I don't know if I should hug Christina or slap Christina, but but really, it was a wonderful, wonderful program, and we touched on things that probably shouldn't be touched upon, but it was. But nevertheless, it really was. And that is Over 60 Shades of Grey. And it's Barbara Pascoff and Carol Pack. And they gave you the www over 60 shades of grey with an A. Two wonderful ladies. And I know Jerry read the book.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's equal or it's commensurate to their abilities. If that's the word.
Yes, that's a good word.
Okay. I mean, it was a tremendous, tremendous interview.
It was great. I loved the book.
Now we're going to bricks and mortar.
Okay. Sounds good.
We have Lauren Sumer with us, and Lauren is the Town of North Hempstead resident advocate. And Lauren's been on before, and she really is. She's the person that if you have any problems whatsoever with the building department, basically, I mean, and we pushed it this with seniors all the time. You have a home for 20, 30 years. You bought it. Maybe you didn't need a mortgage. There may be things that weren't done. You need help. And don't move forward unless you check it out. But anyway, Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
And
such
thank
a
you
pleasure
for coming.
To be here.
Oh,
thank
it's always
you
when
for
you're
having
good on.
Me.
No,
good morning,
no,
Lauren.
It's a pleasure. And I think you listened to the first program, first
Yes,
hour?
I good. Thought it was excellent.
Good.
You guys always have good material on. So.
That's Christina. That's my dear, dear Christina.
So, yes, the building department. So it's a pleasure to be here. You know, the building department, we have some great programs coming up that I want to mention that for our listeners and our residents, if they need some help and guidance with the building department, we usually do in the spring and in the fall two sets of programs. One of them is actually going to be next Thursday, May 23rd, at the Hillside Public Library in New Hyde Park. And that is our mobile office hours. And that's where myself and the deputy commissioner of the building department will be at the library from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And residents or applicants have the opportunity to sit with us and have a consultation if they are thinking of filing an application or there's a project they want to do and they're not really sure how to start or they have some questions. We can kind of help guide them accordingly with that if there's somebody that already did file and they're just having a little bit of difficulty navigating what needs to happen next or what they need to do. We can look into it and try to help them so that they can move forward, get their permit, and do their construction. So we'll be doing that Thursday, the 23rd, at the Hillside Public Library from 6 to 8 p.m. We will also be at the Manhasset Public Library on Thursday, May 30th, from 6 to 8 p.m. So again, this is a really great opportunity to come and meet with us if you have just general questions or you need any guidance. And it's a really great, I think, forum for that. And then after May, we get through that, we go into my favorite program, which John was touching on, about if you're thinking of selling your house or if you're thinking of buying a home. It's called What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home, and it's an educational series, and it's a full PowerPoint presentation. It's myself, our deputy commissioner.
Now, do me a favor, I interrupt you?
Sure.
Before we go to the buying or selling, which is very important, let's go back to the spring event.
Okay.
If a person's coming to that event, okay, and what do they bring in with them? Like, my point is, I have, my house is clean, I have a CO, everything is fine, but I have a question. Just say if I was going to do something with my house, I want to put an extension on or whatever, what do they have to gather to bring, or you have the computer and all the information?
I bring a computer that looks in our building department system.
So they're just going to give you the address and the
name. I can get on the internet. I can, because we have people that come and they're not filing yet, but they're, like you mentioned, they're going to do
they're
something.
They're thinking about it.
So I can pull up the Nassau County Assessor's site and we can kind of see the house. We can pull up Google Earth, see
so
the
you
house.
You can't do this. It's
well, yeah, we can generally try to answer the questions, but we don't obviously know everything in particular until they file plans and we have certain calculations, but we can generally give someone some guidance. And if they tell us what they want to do, we can look and try to help guide them accordingly through that. And a lot of times people that are coming to this program that have not yet filed, they're still trying to find which architect they may want to use, what exactly they want their project to be. A lot of times they're not sure yet. So coming to this is really beneficial for a homeowner because they can spend the time with us and get access to the deputy commissioner who knows the code like the back of his hand and has been involved with the process for a number of years. So it's really, I think, a great way for them to try to avoid some pitfalls with the process before they file so they can think about
what they can and can't do. All they have to do is just walk in.
Yes.
Here's my address, and here's what, and then you're going to punch up the blueprint or whatever you call it.
Yes.
And they say, I want to put on 10 foot on the back. You say, it's impossible. You only have 5 foot to put on. Okay.
Right. So we have the computer with the information to try to help get them as many answers as possible at that time.
And the benefit of that is you're not spending any money on an architect who doesn't know the rules of our town. You know, you bring somebody in from New Jersey who's a friend of a friend and going to give you a good price, and he draws this whole thing up and charges you $4,000 versus $9,000. That's all illegal. It's not going anyplace. You know, because they didn't take the time to say what are the local codes.
What's permitted.
And that's a really critical part of the process is you have to choose wisely on who you're going to end up going with your design professional. We can't recommend or refer, but you certainly want to do your homework and go with someone that knows the codes, the procedures. And
is there a list in town?
No.
No, there isn't. Okay.
No. You just would want to, you know, check in the Yellow Pages. There's an Architects Association.
Yeah, I'm not putting you on the spot for that. No.
Yeah.
Everybody does it. I didn't know if there might be like.
No, we don't have that.
You know,
but
you're not picking but one, you wanna, but we you use want, these 20.
Yeah, you want to choose wisely and make sure it is somebody, like you mentioned, that is familiar with the zoning code for the town and the state building code because that they're the licensed professionals.
Oh, no, I was just going to say what's so good about this is that oftentimes, I mean, I live in North Hempstead and I've done some building and I built a deck and different things. And it's
illegal.
Totally legal.
Oh, okay.
Everything is totally legal, just to clarify.
Excellent.
But when you go to the building department, it can be very intimidating.
Okay.
Because they're very busy, and there's contractors, and there's people around, and there's lines to wait for, and they were always very polite and very nice, but they have limited time.
Right.
Something like this enables you to really set the groundwork, so you get the big picture.
Yeah.
And you know where you're going. You set up a game plan. I think it's wonderful that you're doing that.
Yeah, these two programs are one of my favorite things that we do because it's really like spending time because people also work and they can't come in the building department and maybe ask questions. So this is in the evening, which is also very convenient. And we're going right into the communities in the library, which is most people know where their libraries are.
No matter where you are, I'll drive to it.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is, like you've done some work, I've done some work, 9 out of 10 times, you don't know the question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody says, you idiot. I say, well, I didn't know. I never did it before. This is the first time I'm doing a deck or a bathroom or this. So why would I ask
certain questions? Yes.
Whereas Lauren and the town has it all. It's like, no, you can't put up this. You can only 4 foot, you can only 3 foot. Now I might turn around and say it's not worth it. For what I'm allowed to put in, it's too small. Or let's go. I'm excited.
You know, it's not an adversarial relationship with the town where you're just trying to comply. You're actually going to help them.
Well, you
know
what? Yeah. Saying that very nice because a lot of it is looked upon. That's a great word. Adversarially.
Yeah, adversarial.
But it's not.
And we're there to help people. And a lot of times people don't realize, I mean, the building department is there to protect you. When you file those plans, our plan examiners are going to make sure that your design professional, whatever materials they're calling out for on the plans, whatever is done is safe in accordance to the code. And then when you get your permit, the inspector is going to make sure that your contractor is not cutting corners and is building based on the approved set of plans so that you and your family are safe in your home. So we're there to check and balance that so that you're safe in your property, but we also want people to move through the process. We don't want them to be stuck in it for a number of years or months. So that's why we do this. This outreach, I think, is so critical and important.
That's good. It's not just like impossible regulations you have to comply with. It is safety.
Right.
And as I remember them coming and guiding you, do this, do that. This is the way to do it.
It can be annoying and frustrating, but at the end of the day, you're right. When something goes down and a wall falls and your child breaks their hip because you didn't have it done properly, you know, that's when you look back and say, I should have. But in the interim, it's like, I'm waiting for the guy to come and check the studs. What a pain, because I'd like to get the sheetrock up.
Right.
I mean, all these things. I was with people last night, an older couple talking about, you know, when you had a lot of kids, you pushed them all in the car. There was five in the front seat with mommy. And, you know, now they're seat belts. And not seat belts. What do you call them? Baby seats.
Baby seats.
Years ago, you didn't have one. You learn by experience. And so the town learns, and old people, like, do it right. You put up junk, the house will burn down maybe. It's all for the benefit of the people.
What did they say when you start a home project? You say, first thing you say is, I don't know how I'm ever going to get through this. And then when it's done, you say, I don't know how I ever lived without it.
Right. That's true, too. when you do certain things.
Right?
But we help a lot of people, and that's the goal. And, over the years, thousands of people we've helped through process.
Yeah.
And I just think it's just a wonderful thing. So,
you know what? We're going to a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.